Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 2, Question 3. Whence knowest thou thy misery? Out of the law of God. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And then finally, question 5. Canst thou keep all this perfectly? No, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. The division of the Heidelberg Catechism into different Lord's Days is obviously very convenient for the purposes of memorization, for the purposes of breaking it up a little bit, for also the purposes of use in the Lord's Day services. But that shouldn't confuse us as far as the connections, the interactions between the different questions go. And so question 3 here is, of course, following up from question 2. Question 2 taught us that we need to know 3 things. The first one is the greatness of our sins and misery. And so question 3 is closely tied to that. From where or whence knowest thou thy misery? Out of the law of God. And in this Lord's Day, there is not really a definition of misery, but there's a description of it, because that question and answer might seem a little bit curious to you. From where do you know your misery? Well, the easy answer would be, well, I know it from experience. The world I live in, the moods I wake up in, the suffering I go through, I know I'm miserable. Why do I need the Word of God to tell me that? But misery here is not just, I live in a bad world, although that's true. Misery is not just bad things happen to me, although that's also true. The core, the heart of misery is that I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. That's the source. That's the real problem. That's why I need deliverance, redemption. Now, as I said, we're going to look primarily at the questions more so than at the answers as we work through the catechism this year. So I want you to notice a feature about these three questions. Two of them are very personal, very individual. Whence knowest thou thy misery? That, of course, is the older form of the second person singular. It's talking about you, you individually, you as you sit in your seat without reference to anyone else. Where do you know your misery from? Can you keep this perfectly? Because the catechism is personal. It needs to be applied individually. It's not enough to be part of a group. I, as a separate individual, distinct from everyone else, need to know my misery. I cannot keep the law of God perfectly, whatever is true of anybody else. I can't. And I need to come to terms with that individually. But then you also notice the different phrasing of the question 4. What does the law of God require of us? The law doesn't just require this of me. It does require it of me, but it requires it of everybody else as well. And so the catechism, is giving us general truths, truths that relate to everybody, but then it's also personalizing it. It's applying it to my own individual heart. And so we could follow up on those questions by saying, do you recognize the general obligation of the law of God, that this forever binds all men, justified or not? And then do you also recognize that it applies to you, that you're not exempt, you're not unique, you're not somehow separate from the rest of humanity. You're miserable because you can't keep the law of God perfectly, because you're prone by nature to hate God and your neighbor. I am too. It relates to each one of us uniquely. Well, when we're reminded of that, we are reminded of our need for deliverance, of our need to look outside of ourselves for salvation.